What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, and I am joined by Mona Charon, who for today is Judge Mona Charon.
That's right.
Let's see the gavel, please. It's too small. We needed a bigger one. Whatever.
We need more Bulwark subscribers so we can get a bigger gavel for next year.
We should run a subscription plea that says buy us a bigger gavel. Mona's dressed like this because we here at The Bulwark believe in accountability more than anything else, honestly. And at the end of last year, we went through the staff, had them make a series of predictions about what would happen in the year 2025. And now we're going to look back at those predictions and make assessments about who was right, who was omniscient, and who was terribly wrong. And Mona's going to be the judge and the jury. Fair enough?
This should always be the way of the world. I should always be judge and jury.
I feel like we already have that. You don't need to wear this costume. You already judging me. But besides,
I want to thank Renita for giving me the costume.
It's really good. All right, so let's get right into it. We're going to go through these. We're going to play videos. Again, these were done in December of 2024. There's 10 of them. We're going to play them one at a time, and then Mona's going to deliver a verdict, and I'm going to say if I agree or disagree with Mona's harsh sentencing. All right, let's start. This is at random. Here we go.
My dark horse prediction for 2025 is that Donald Trump has a health event. And I think that this is inevitable based on the actuarial tables to happen during his presidency. Because, you know, Donald Trump's machismo and his strength is such an important part of his political brand. This was always, I think, a vulnerability of his in this campaign. But because we live in the darkest timeline, we did not end up in a situation where his fragility as an elderly man came to the fore.
Okay. Mona, what's your verdict?
I would give him half a point. Half a point because.
Sorry. How many points can one get? Let's just set the standards here. Can you get only
that's
one?
That's a good point. Yeah. Five. Five is the max.
Okay. So he gets 0.5.
He gets 0.5 because Trump did not have a health event,
harsh.
But
okay.
he is declining noticeably.
Yeah.
His health is declining. That's clear. He's got those things on his hands. He's stumbling a bit and he's falling asleep.
Okay.
But that's not a health event. So I'm giving it half a point. I have ruled bang.
I would give Tim at least 1 point, but that's my, I think the hand stuff, there's something up there. And there's all this question about why he had an MRI. They're not really being forthcoming about it. We don't know. And because it's so clouded in uncertainty, I feel like that deserves at least 1 point. So we have a little bit of a disagreement. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let's play clip number two.
So my dark horse prediction for 2025 is that Donald Trump is going to pardon New York Mayor Eric Adams. Why would Donald Trump pardon a Democrat? The reason is Donald Trump is not fundamentally a Republican. Donald Trump is fundamentally a criminal. And so he loves criminals, like white-collar criminals like himself. He hates the deep state, the weaponized law enforcement. So he sympathizes with guys who have been convicted by law enforcement, by the justice system.
All right, Mona, where do we get?
5 points.
No. He did not get a pardon. Adams did not get a pardon. He got his case dismissed. No pardon.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's such a good. That's right. I had forgotten that. Still,
okay. Revise. You're giving me a five?
I'm still giving him a five because it amounts to the same thing. And okay. Will's prediction was so specific and the rationale that he gave was spot on. So I am giving this a five. And by the way, nobody else in our crew got a five.
This is outrageous grading. Will didn't even get it right, and you're giving him a five. He came close to getting it right. I guess he may be out of point for the beard. So
no, I'm adding a point for the fact that he has my book behind his shoulder. His bookshelf.
Shit. Hold on one second.
See, this is the problem with the judicial system. You never know what biases the judge might have.
I have your book somewhere here. I know I have it. I'm going to find it. I definitely have it around here. Okay, fair enough. If that's all it takes, I'm going to find that book.
There you go.
All right, if that's what it takes, then fine. He gets a five. All right, let's play clip three.
My dark horse prediction for 2025 is that we are going to see a lot more MAGA infighting than certainly we saw in the first term, and maybe even than people are expecting right now.
I mean,
I actually had forgotten about Edgar, so he also gets a five. That was good.
Yeah.
You agree?
Completely spot on. I mean, not exactly the craziest prediction. He didn't really walk out on the limb on that one.
That's true.
But I think the actual magnitude of the infighting is much bigger than I actually expected. So Edgar gets five on that one.
Edgar gets five.
And everyone knows I'm loath to give Edgar any credit whatsoever. So this is a real five. All right, let's play the next.
My prediction for 2025 is that two members of Congress will get into a physical altercation that goes beyond what we've seen in the past couple of years. I think this will happen or has a high likelihood of happening because if you recall when the 118th Congress started, there was a dust up on the floor. Mike Rogers rushed at Matt Gaetz during the fight over the speakership and he had to be held back.
Okay. I don't know.
Imaginative? Colorful?
Sure. Yeah.
And wrong. 0 points.
Zero. Yeah, he didn't get that one. I wish he was right.
Yeah.
We have not seen a physical altercation yet. Give it time. Maybe it'll be in 2026. All right. Next one.
My dark horse prediction for 2025 is that next year we are going to see finally the popping of the AI bubble. So as Ed Zitron points out, in various installments of his excellent newsletter, AI companies have overpromised and underdelivered on the key capabilities.
So what's your rating, Sam Stein?
So it's obviously a zero because it didn't happen, but I think it's going to happen. Maybe
yes,
Martin was just a little
just
premature.
Little premature, I think.
Do we give
Martin
any credit? Should we give him a 0.5?
No, I'm okay, sorry. Right. The prediction is just for 2025, so...
Yeah,
I'm afraid
that's
he
right
gets a zero, but zero. Next year he'll be right.
It was a very Martin prediction too, some obscure newsletter that he's been reading. And
yeah,
like, oh, who is that? Okay, sounds right.
Martin is very learned.
Yes, quite. All right, next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I've got a downer prediction. I'm not sure how dark everybody else is getting here, but if JVL's on this video, it's probably pretty dark. My prediction is that we're going to see a fairly nasty wave of social violence that we have not seen since the 1970s in this country, and I think it's a combination of social media bringing people together, and really, you know, the reaction to the killing of the United Healthcare CEO has been pretty disturbing to me, and I think it's probably not a great thing that the killer is being lionized in certain small but still very vocal circles.
All right.
Okay. So I 100% agree with Sonny about the disturbing reaction to the United Healthcare guy's execution.
Oh, yeah.
But I still have to give it just maybe a point and a half because there has been no, he talked about a wave of social violence.
Yeah.
Compared it to what happened in the 70s. He was thinking of riots and huge kinds of things. And we have had political violence, there's no question. And we had the murder of Charlie Kirk. But I don't think that's what he was talking about. So that's why I say a point and a half.
I would go with 2.5 to 3. And it's weird to talk about this on a grave because it's so dark, but I think we're like at a place where it feels like obviously incredibly more tense. There is statistically more political violence. And then you can combine it, I think, with the immigration raid stuff, and you get to this place where there's real friction in the air and often violent confrontation. And I think that's sort of what Sonny was getting at. So I'm going to give him a 2.5 to 3.
Okay, at the risk of being serious here for a second, and what is clearly a lighthearted video, I just have to say, Sam, that if there wasn't an outbreak of widespread violence following Charlie Kirk's murder, that suggests that there isn't as much of an appetite out there, that there isn't as much dry tinder as we might have feared.
I hope you're right.
Because that was really the sort of thing that in a different environment you could imagine igniting terrible violence, and it didn't, which I think is a really good sign.
Okay, I'll take it. I appreciate that. Hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. Okay, next video. Let's keep rolling.
In 2025, I think it's going to become more clear to everybody that Mark Cuban is going to be running for president. I think it's pretty clear that Mark Cuban is the best answer to Trump. He is a pro-democracy populist. He was vigorously anti-Trump over the course of the last 4 years. And like Trump, he comes with all sorts of built-in cultural memory.
All right. Judge Mona?
Well, it could be like Martin that he's just premature in this prediction. But I have to say that is a zero.
I'll be generous and give him a 0.5 because maybe there's something there still, but I don't feel it. I'm just going to be nice and give him a 0.5. I'm like Harvard. I'm in great inflation.
Yeah, great inflation.
All right, here we go. Next.
Okay, my prediction is that there will be a minimum of 3 different Republican House speakers. I think Johnson gets ousted early by President Elon being annoyed that Johnson wants to keep the government going, and we end up going through multiple cycles.
Let's just stop it there. Oh, my God. All
so
right.
I'm tempted to do my Sarah imitation, which is...
Can we go negative?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sarah Longwell gets a big fat zero. Now, points
no,
for
we gotta go
imagination.
Negative. We got negative? Docker points.
Oh, my God.
That was so wrong.
That was really, really wrong. Actually, we cut it off, but... She even went on to say that one of the 3 speakers was going to be somebody from outside the Congress itself, because, you know, they're allowed to do that. Somebody, she said, like Vivek Ramaswamy. So she was very bold, as Sarah is, but zero.
I admire the boldness. A little bit disconcerting that her and JVL, in our flagship commentators, are completely off on this stuff, but we'll put that aside. All right, who's next?
My 2025 prediction is don't get too comfortable with all of these cabinet choices that Trump has made, because there are going to be firings and there are going to be resignations before the end of the year. Trump is sort of like our Hugo Chavez. Chavez was the strong man leader of Venezuela.
Okay, cut her off.
We can cut off. Hold on. I'm looking up. I want to look this up. Matt Gaetz withdrew. Oh, this is, well, he withdrew in November 2024. So we had passed that point. Okay.
Yep. So all right. I don't know who that person is, but yeah, he gets terrible. A big fat zero.
That's a zero. I will say that was an easy, I would have said the exact same thing. It would have been a simple guess. And yet,
yep.
Here we
so
are.
So wrong. Yeah.
Has there been a single one? I mean, who is the guy who was reassigned to UN ambassador? Was he?
Mike
Waltz.
And he did reassign, you know, Elise Stefanik, but, you know.
Well, she wasn't reassigned. She was just told to withdraw. There's really has not been any firings.
No, yeah. They decided. They made a decision. They weren't going to have heads roll like the first term. So I was wrong.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you, I'm giving you 5 points just because I want goodwill with the judge for when I come up, okay?
That's very smart. Yeah.
Let's go. Next. I predict the government will shut down. Again, not going out on much of a limb here. Tightly divided House. Trump shut down the government when he was president for the first time. But I think this time around, it's going to be over something crazy and weird. Like, you know, we're funding too much, you know, biomedical research or something like that. And everyone's like, why would you shut down the government over this? And Trump will, you know, have some excuse. And we will be in it for quite a bit of time because right now no one really seems to be all that committed to keeping the government open on the certain side of the aisle. Mona, would you like me to give you some lotto numbers as well? Am I omniscient? Do I predict the future or what? Okay, I know you're about to dock me. But go ahead.
Are you straining yourself, patting yourself on the back there?
Well done, Sam. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. No. Here's the thing.
Okay. Bring it.
I give you a 1.5 to. I give you 2 points on this one. 2 points.
Not
2 points.
Half.
Here's
not
why.
2.5. Oh my.
Here's
God.
Why.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I have my gavel.
Your eminence. Go ahead.
So, not a bold prediction to predict, as you said yourself, to predict government shutdown. But you did not predict that it was going to be the Democrats who would be taking the lead.
That's fine.
But the reason I gave you 2 points is that you very perspicaciously predicted that there was going to be something about cutting back on medical research, which... honestly, they did do with Doge and all that, and you saw that coming. So I give that the 2 points for your answer, but there you are.
I know. It's funny to think about it because at the time, Doge hadn't come into effect and there was no NIH cuts or anything like that. Right. So I will give myself some credit for that. You are right. I did get the instigator wrong. I was right on how long. I said it was going to be very long when it was the longest ever.
You were right.
So in some ways, I get a 5. I give myself a 5.
I would never in a million years have predicted that it was going to be the Democrats who would do it. I mean, that didn't become clear until much later.
Yeah. That's a good point. I would not have predicted it. Okay. All right. I'm really excited to see. That was our last one. I'm really excited to see the staff's 2026 predictions. I already put mine in. I'm not going to spoil it. People can watch that video. But we're going to have to do this again a year from now.
All right.
Keep the judge's costume.
Keep the judge's
gavel.
Costume. Yeah.
All right. Mona Chared, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.